You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For most of us, working in sub-zero temperatures does not sound like the dream job. But for world championship ice carver Tojana Raucher, the cold doesn't bother her anyway. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia caught up with Raucher at her Ice Dream studio in Plymouth. That's where she's preparing to showcase her ice sculptures at this weekend's Plymouth Ice Festival.
It's just as cold inside the warehouse as it is outside. And Raucher is already at work with her yellow chainsaw in hand and wearing full-on winter gear.
There is lots of layers. It's very cold, so you definitely have to have your snowsuit on and your turtleneck, of course, and heavy boots, gloves, and ear protection because I'm working with the chainsaw and die grinders and heavy tools, which are noisy.
All around, there are big, clear blocks of ice. Each are roughly 3 feet high by 2 feet wide. Two rows of giant ice makers and two large freezers fill the warehouse.
This is where I have, I carve. This is inside of the freezer. I store my blocks of ice inside. I can carve. I have my tools in here. Usually I carve on the 9 degrees.
9 degrees?
Yes. So this last week it was warmer in my freezer than outdoors.
Raucher says she left her home country of Croatia to find a better life in Michigan. But ice carving wasn't always her first dream. She says she studied to be a chef, and that's where she discovered carving. Small pieces of fruits and vegetables.
Many times you don't think that you can make a little basket from lemons. You don't think you can make flowers from tomatoes and watermelons and all these. They can be part of art. And then I saw these big blocks of ice and I'm like, whoa, I gotta carve these. And so this is going to be the carving for the Westbourne Market. Then I have here the one for the Miller Lite. In color, see.
Oh wow, and I see here some swans, a Buddha.
This is for one of the yoga room we're doing every year. Yep.
There's a seahorse and a horse and all kinds, a dollar sign.
Yeah. I'm carving with the chisel this front part of the ice carving where the flower is going to be. I'm removing the top surface of the ice. And then there are inside there are carved radishes. And then we can take a torch and we can clean the whole ice carving. And it gets clear and then you can see what is inside. You can see through the ice carving.
Usually Raucher starts with a sketch and then transfers the drawing to the ice block. But her preferred method is just taking her chainsaw and using her imagination. She says, if you can imagine it, she can carve it.
We majority do the ice carvings for the corporate and for birthdays, for bar mitzvahs, for weddings, which are very popular. Any kind of parties, you know, wherever there is some kind of commotion going on, there can be an ice carving. And they can even be the small ice cubes, you know, in your glass or shot glasses from ice. Or the big ice bars and, you know, larger creations like 13-foot Eiffel Tower or right in the middle of your dance floor.
Raucher has won a ton of awards, some in Michigan, Ohio, and nearby states. She's won 7 championships in Alaska, one for her 25-foot frozen giraffe. She also competes internationally. And Raucher is one of the very few women carving ice professionally.
No, not many women carvings, unfortunately. It's fun, though. I don't know why. A little harder, but it's fun. So I try to, you know, do the best I can, no matter what you are.
You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.